This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined in midday by Brandon Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for the Midday Market discussion. Brandon, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
We are higher this morning, though about a dime off the highs from earlier this morning in beans and maybe 5 cents off the highs from earlier this morning in corn. We saw an initial jump just after the open. Especially on the beans. They were down about 10 before the market opened and ended up being about 20 higher at one point. That seems to be tied to rumors or talk that China was asking for prices for U.S. beans for export. Now, I haven't seen any concrete confirmation of that, which may be why we faded off of the highs, but we did get an initial jump, and it seems to be due to that.
That was Brandon Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
ACM and CMA Award winner, Hardy.
That's my favorite country song.
Live in concert.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
August 13th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
You got it good, old boy.
With special guest McCoy Moore. Hardy Live. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Hardy 2026.
July corn unchanged at 415 and a half. July soybeans up 8 3/4 at 1128. July soybean meal up 220 at 304.20. July soybean oil down $1.52 at 72.85. Chicago wheat up 10 3/4 at $6.5. Minneapolis wheat up 5 cents at 6.21. Kansas City hard red wheat down 0.75 cents at 6.39 1/4. July oats up 8.5 at 3.05 1/2. On the Merck, August live cattle up 4.43 at 2.47.68. August feeder cattle up 5.25 at 3.66.80. July lean hogs down 85 cents at 95.73. July pork cutout unchanged at 1.15. Class 3 milk down 9 cents at $16.34. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.